Ask in Faith, January 4. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. James chapter 1, verse 6. It is our privilege, our duty, to receive light from heaven, that we may perceive the wiles of Satan and obtain strength to resist his power. Provision has been made for us to come into close connection with Christ and to enjoy the constant protection of the angels of God. Our faith must reach within the veil where Jesus has entered for us. We must lay hold with firmer grasp on the unfailing promises of God. We must have faith that will not be denied, faith that will take hold of the unseen, faith that is steadfast, immovable. Such faith will bring the blessing of heaven to our souls. The light of the glory of God that shines in the face of Christ may shine upon us and be reflected upon all around, so that it can be truly said of us, "Ye are the light of the world." And it is this connection of the soul with Christ, and this alone, that can bring light to the world. Were it not for this connection, the earth would be left in utter darkness. The deeper the surrounding gloom, the brighter should shine out the light of Christian faith and Christian example. The fact that unbelief prevails, that iniquity is increasing all around us, should not cause our faith to grow dim or our courage to waver. If we will but seek God with all our hearts, if we will work with that same determined zeal and believe with that unyielding faith, the light of heaven will shine upon us, even as it shone upon the devoted Enoch. Oh, that I could impress upon all the importance of exercising faith moment by moment and hour by hour. We are to live the life of faith, for without faith it is impossible to please God. Our spiritual strength depends upon our faith.